Khalifa my new Madbeya. The Mishnah talking about a Madbeya. Nasa Daman Ba'achem means something that can be used as currency. That's a Madbeya. Shmami no Madbeya Nasa Khalipin. I'm reviewed and no. That's not the Pshah. Tochi Kamar. Call a Nishim Daman Ba'achem. Adarabba, not something which you could exchange for goods, but rather is something which, if you wanted to give it as payment for something, Adarabba, you'd have to evaluate how much it's worth. Which means, what is it? It's not money, it's a metalkalin. It's nishem dem becher. So, again, Rav Yehuda is saying, you're right, the Mishnah means something that you give as payment for something, but not in its current, not automatically. I have a matbeya, and the matbeya is worth whatever it's worth, and I pay for something. It dafka means something which, if I want to use it as a payment for something, it must be evaluated to know how much it's worth, and then I can use it. So that's metaltlin, that's not matbeya.
And the havmina was that...
Havmina was in matbeya mamish.
Well, that's nasa...
Because that's nasa dama bachir right away. I don't have to evaluate the value of it. I know a dollar is a dollar. The thing costs $10, so I'm paying you $10. But if the thing costs $10 and I want to pay you with my nice pen over here, so then we have to bring in a evaluator. What are they called? Whatever. See how much it's worth.
Appraiser,
exactly. Appraise my pen. So that's pshat in the Mishnah Rav Yehuda says. Is that
my other question in terms of when you talk about it's hard to separate my beya, at least for me, my beya from kesef.
That's right.
My beya is always kesef.
That's right.
So why would the Mishnah use a lashon of someone which is naseh domim to me my beya? It just seems like a straight.
To me my beya or to me matatl?
To me my beya.
No, so the Havmi of the Gemara is Hanas and Daman Ba'acher is just a way of saying something
which
is used as money. So that's a Matbeya.
What else is there?
No, that's right. That was Havmi.
Right, so it just seems like a strange way to say something, which is straight up money.
That's what money means. Money is something which is Nas and Daman Ba'acher. Meaning what's money? Meaning how do you define money?
My question is, so why would I use that Lashon if I'm trying to say Matbeya?
What else should you say? Okay, I'm saying that's how you define a matbeya. Let me put it this way. What makes a matbeya different than a pen? What makes a matbeya different than other metallic?
Automatically knows value of what it is. And inherently has no other value other than it represents money.
Right. So that's called Nasa Daman Ba'acher. Meaning that's called every transaction is the thing that I'm buying and the thing that I'm buying it with. A matbeya is always the thing that I'm buying it with, not the thing that I'm buying. Like a zov, coin is a kesef, you know that all, the fourth parak.
And the definition of domim is
it's used as money. Yeah, but we're just saying not that way. We're just saying, nah, so domim b'achem means have to evaluate the price. Yeah. So he says it really means metaltalin. It really means metaltalin. Now, now, right. So Amr b'dolke gamar kodesh dama b'acher kevin jizov hazen is chayv b'chalipin. And now Rav Yehuda is a raya because dekanami the ketani keitzad hech l'shor b'par oichamor b'shar shma mino gvaldik a raya. According to the Havmi of the Gemara, it should have said hech l'v mois b'shar. Obviously, it's not teaching me that. It's teaching me that then the metaltalin. The metaltalin can be used as chalipin. What's the chiddush that metaltalin can be used as chalipin? The chiddush is because it's not a kli, it's not a nal. Does it Rashi? It's not a kli. So it's a chiddush. Maybe only kalim, maybe only nal, like the pasuk says. No, nal means any type of metaltalin, just not money. L'maydis tzolik adaitin meikora demadbein asa chalipin my kates. So how'd you read that? How'd the Havmi of the Gemara read the kates at? Payments not me of the chalipin kates. Besar shor b'paro, or besar chamor b'shor. Kev jizov hazen is chayv b'chalipin. In the Havmi, we thought that it's adding both things. It's telling you matbeya, and it's also telling you metaltalin. And that's what peri means. Rashi says, anything that's not a kli, that's peri. Peri really means anything that's not a kli, any kind of metalkin that's not a kli. So you were medayik, maybe that's why the Gemara said, Dafka says, buster. Because maybe the shor himself is a kli. Efsher.
Well, no, Rashi says, kosher ken shor chai.
I'm sorry, you're right. Rashi says, not like you. Besar shor, but kosher ken shor chai. Oh, no, one second, right. We weren't sure what Rashi meant. Kosher ken shor chai, the odif tfei, the domi l'klishim mishtamshin boy. Right, so that's a question. Did Rashi just mean... does Rashi mean that a shor chai is like a mamish equivalent to a kli?
Right.
Meaning even Rav Nachman would agree that you can use a shor chai? Or no, he just meant that in the chiddush of Rav Sheshes, that the Mishnah is coming to include even non-kelim, so this is the smaller chiddush. But it's still not a kli mamish. Yeah, that was our shayla. Okay, good. I don't know.
Peros is just defined as anything which is not a kli.
A non-kli metalton. Non-kli
metalton.
Peri korile, right? Lin chalipin. Umishum de peri shchichi noken peri. Peri is just an example.
Ah, okay, fine.
Yeah. Fine. So talk to Gemara. One second now. That's all well and good. Ah, nichal Rav Sheshes. Number peros of the chalipin. That's Rav Sheshes the shita. That Paris can of the chalipin. Elalev Rav Nachman Dama Paris lo of the chalipin. Rav Nachman Shita is only kli. Noal means literally noal. Only kli. My ikel meimar. So now, just to yishmak and a kud over here, it's mashup from the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered by this hanicha. The Gemara is bothered only now that we say that the Mishnah is being mechadish that I can use Paris. But it's not mashma that we were bothered in the Havamit of the Gemara. When the Gemara thought it means, when the Gemara thought that, Shmak. It's not mashma the Madbeya part of the Gemara, the Madbeya part of the Mishnah bothered us. You can leave it. It's Shmak. I don't want to make it hot in here. Where's he playing? Shmak. I'm just saying, it's not mashma.
It's two girls. One's playing guitar, one's playing.
Oh, yeah? It's not mashma.
Yeah.
What, they have a chug down there or something?
Some kind of show.
It's not mashma that we were bothered by this kasha in the matbea part. What are we bothered? We're bothered if the Mishnah is telling me payers are okay, so how would Rav Nachman learn the Mishnah? Are we also bothered in how many of the Gemara when we thought it was someone in matbea? Does that bother us also?
It should have bothered us based on Rav Nachman.
Should have the Chayra. The Gemara never... Good, exactly. So I would have thought it should have bothered us. So it's a shtick ohara. So the Gemara could have asked that right away.
That it's not like Rav Nachman.
No, but I'm saying, we're asking the Kasha now. So look at Toitz and Amar Aleph. Toitz and Amar Aleph, Shmamino. He says, first he brings a Rashi, Shmamino, Medbein HaZachalipin, that even though it doesn't work, but there is Domim, but it works over here. Yeah, he says, "Av mishav there is domim kaim belon demayis enan koinos ela mishichas amekach." You have to do mishicha. Av amayis enan koinos ela mekam b'mishapara. The mayis do not make a kinyan. All they do is not all they do. They create a mishapara if you don't follow through, but they don't make a kinyan. Ki avina mi ani elibid there is kinyan sudur nasuch alipin. The konuk is sudur. That was the Advent of the Gemara, that it works like a Sudr, could appear to be a Kuntris. Vim Toymar. Umatam, Shemad Bein Asa Chalipin, Lamanda Omar Peri Loi Abdi Chalipin, Elenal, Davko, Tamad Be'alav Klihu. So, I think that's what Tyson's come to ask. The Gemara never asked this Kasha on Rav Nachman. The Gemara asked on Rav Nachman from Paris, but it never asked Rav Nachman from Madbeya. So it's matched with the Gemara that Rav Nachman was okay with that. So I what happened to that Kasha? How does Matbeya work according to Rav Nachman? Volume Rabbi Natam, the Matbeya Ke'ein Kli, Sheroi Litloise, but Savar Bitoi. Sometimes it would take a Matbeya You know, people do drill a hole in it and you make it into a necklace. You can use it as weights to measure. You know, to measure the weight of what you're buying. So first, Taisa says two interesting ways that you can actually use it as a functional kli. But then he says another chiddush. The fact that I can use it to buy and sell things, that itself gives it a shame kli.
So what?
To buy things.
So what? Meaning.
So matbe is also a kli, that's what he's saying.
Not barter, but to buy?
Yeah.
So what's not a kli?
No, not. Payers are not a kli.
Payers are not a kli because you can't buy. There's nothing you can barter with that. But to,
right,
saying,
right, right, right. He's saying davka, lohoitzi, ulikinois boy,
cold dover.
Right. Right, right. A barter is a barter. I'm exchanging this for this.
And so might I want it.
But something which has a function, you know, this can buy anything, so that's like a function. This does something. By definition. It's not just an exchange. You happen to need this, and I happen to need apples, and you happen to need pickles. This is something which can buy anything. That's a shen kli. It's a function. It's a function like every other kli. Interessant, right? So Tosfos says, that's why the Gemara is never bothered by this. Matbea can fit into Rav Nachman. Matbea can fit into Rav Nachman. That's why the Gemara never asked that kasha. But Peres can't fit into Rav Nachman. So how would Rav Nachman learn the Mishnah? This kasha, Rashi points out, is a kasha whether you hold like the Havamina, whether you hold like the Maskana. Because whether you hold like the Havamina of our Gemara that it was talking about Matbea, or whether you hold like the Maskana, either way, the safe of the Mishnah was talking about Peres.
How would you read the Gemara?
No, that kasha was no.
Right, so he's saying, "Achi komar peres."
But the kasha now, elu libet of Nachman damar peres what the chalif in my ikel lemeimar.
Right, but where do you get peres from? Where do peres come from at all?
The sefer.
Oh, so Paris is talking about the shore and the chamor.
Exactly. And that's true. L'chayra. That's true either way.
In addition to Matbeah.
What? In addition to Matbeah. That was the Havamina. The Maskana is the whole mission is talking about Paris. That was Rabbi Yehuda. The whole mission is talking about Metalton. But either way, we have a question of Nachman. How's it going to be the mission? So Tois is pointing out that from Matbeah we have no question of Nachman. But from Paris we do. That which of Akasha and Ibn Bevers, Rashi points out that that's Bein Bahavmina, Bein Maskana. Rashi did a Maskana, Elul of Nachman, that's where he says it. Yeah? Good. So, what's a teretz? Hachi kamar. This is the pshat in the Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. Yesh domim shehein kechalipin. Rav Nachman reads the Mishnah totally differently. Rav Nachman says the Mishnah is talking about a kinyan mois, not a kinyan chalipin. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though there is no kinyan mois, la locha. There's no kinyan kesef. It's not chal kinyan kesef. Not till you do mashicha. But there are certain instances where the kinyan kesef is chal, just like chalip. That's what the Mishnah meant to say. Konasa dama b'acha means that there are times where money could be used for a kinyan. What kinyan? Not kinyan chalipin. Kinyan mois. Kinyan mois. How's that?
The chalifa
means
the object you wanted to get.
What?
Object.
Exactly. It means once I took the money, the kinyan was chal. And now, whatever you're buying from me with that money, you're chayv in the earnsome now. It doesn't mean kinyan chalipin. It means that what you got for the money. But kinyan mois doesn't work. We know kinyan mois doesn't work. So that's the hemshich of the Mishnah. Ketzad. How do I have a case where kinyan mois helps? So what does he say, Reb Nachman? Hechad demei shor bepara oy demei chamor b'shar, which means I sell you my sure, and now you owe me $100. And I say to you, instead of me paying you $100 for your chamar, I want to use the $100 that you owe me anyway, and that'll go as payment for the chamar. That type of use of the kinyan mois is chal.
That'll be
payment for the chamar that I want to buy from you. I sold you a shor.
You
owe me the money. You owe me the money. And now I want to use the money you owe me and say, you know what, cancel that out, and I'll buy your chamar with that amount of money. That type of kinyan mois helps. How could it be? According to my shlokas, no such thing as kinyan mois. The oraisa, teretz is he holds my taima. He holds sovelak Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman holds Rabbi Yochanan. Damer davar teretz mois koinas. Mid oraisa mois are koinas. Umatam amru meshicha koina. Why did they say that you have to do meshicha? Gzeira shem yomad lo nitzvichidecha ba'aliyah. The gzeira is if we let mois be koinas, but I'm still holding on to the goods. And but they're owned now by you, I'm not going to protect them so much. So on that we say, Mils of the Shkiach goes about Rabbanon, Mils of the Loy Shkiach goes about Rabbanon. A Gezeh when they go, then Mils of the Shkicha. A Mils of the Shkicha, Kenyan Moy says, I pay you for it. The case where you owe me money from the first sale, and I use that as payment for a second sale the other direction, I want to buy from you now, that's not a milsadish. That's not a shchiach way of using kinyan mois. And mameilu, because they never went in that case. So mameilu, kinyan mois is chal.
I understand.
Not that there's no chashash of nisru v'tech baliyah. About that there's a chashash. Right. About that the same chashash exists, but there's a klal. They're a button only put the gezeira and milsadish shchicha. And mameilu.
They don't want to stop. They want to protect. The right protection is needed.
Right.
In this case,
right. Right. But in general, it's used in other places also. Mills of the Loy Shchicha, the gods of Rabban. Yeah, it could be. Could be. I just give a question in Gittin by Tapia Zayin in Gittin. Okay. What? So that's of Nachman's reading of the Mishnah. Nothing to do with Kinyan Chalipin. All the Mishnah meant to say was that I have a non-shchiach tikka case where a Kinyan Mois could be Chal. I practice the Gemara Ula Beish Lokish Damar Mashiach Mufreshes Mena Torah. According to Beish Lokish, that it's a Dinda Oraisa that you need Mashiach. So now we make a Cheshbon. Honichi Sovalok Rav Sheishis If Beish Lokish could be Ram Mishnah like Rav Sheishis Damar Peris of the Chalipin. If he agrees to Rav Sheshes, that payers could be chalipin, but tarts Rav Sheshes, he'll read our Mishnah like Rav Sheshes. Eli, some of the Kram Nachman, but if Rav Shlokish holds Kram Nachman, to Amar payers like the chalipin. So if he holds payers, can't make chalipin. Umadbea loikoni. And he also holds that you can't have such a thing as Kenyan Mois. But my Mukula, how's he going to read our Mishnah? Teretz is, you're right. Akorch Rav Sheshes fairly. There's no way that Reish Lakish, who holds Mois are not koinas d'oraisa, could agree to Rav Nachman that Paris are not good for Chalipin. Because if you hold like Rav Nachman, the Paris are not good for Chalipin, you have to learn our Mishnah is a non-shchich dikat kinyan Mois, which according to Reish Lakish can't be. According to Reish Lakish, the din d'oraisa that kinyan Mois doesn't help. Must be holding of Sheshes, and if he's our Mishnah, that Paris make Chalipin. Shmak a cheshbon the Gemara makes. Yeah.
Trying to say that there's no kinyan mois. not saying that the only way to do a kinyan
is kinyan mos. The only way to do a kinyan, a metaltolin.
What's the point?
It means there's no kinyan mos, yeah.
That's it.
No kinyan mos. Hagbot.
In our case, in Mishnah's case, there's no Mashiach available.
Right. That's why it can't help. That's why it can't work. That's why Shlokesh can't be the Mishnah like Reb Nachman wants to be the Mishnah. The Mishnah must be Tumat Chalipin.
If Reb Shlokesh says that only to do a Kenyan without the Mashiach.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can't do Chalipin. Just means you can't do mois. Chalipin, the fact that chalipin works, we have other rayas, you know, that chalipin works. We have other rayas chalipin works. That's what we learned out from Rus. Okay, very good. Yeah. What happened? Stop?
No. Still going.
Okay.
Want to keep going?
Yeah. Next part? Yeah. Should finish it up now? And then take a 2-day vacation? All right, fine. What? Do what? Go up north. We'll see what this means. Gemara says it means that by hektish mois are koines, which is a hedit b'chazoko, which Rashi translates as mashicho. So by hektish mois are koines, but by hedit, by regular mois are not koines. You have to mashicho. And then it says that's one din. And the second din is amirasu l'gvoya. When I say I'm giving it Ligvoya, I'm giving it to Hekdesh, it's equivalent as when I gave it to a Hedit. The speech alone by Hekdesh does the same as the actual Mesira by a Hedit. Ton Rabban, Ketzad, Veshus HaGvoya B'Kesef. What does it mean, Veshus HaGvoya B'Kesef? Gizber, Shinos and Mois, Behema. If the Gizber gave money to buy Behema to use for a carbon Sibur, I feel the behemoth b'soifa oil. I mean, the behemoth is not here. Kana, they're koine. The kinyan mois themselves work. With the hedit like koine, actually yimshoich. But by a hedit, he's not koine until he's moishich. That's the first part of the Mishnah. The second part, keitzad amiros legvoye kamiros le hedit. That means oy mishor ze oile. If he says this shor is an oile, or he says by ze hektish, I feel the b'soifa oil. Even if it's not in front of him. The hektish just coined it right away. But the hedit's not coined until either he does mashicha on the shore or chazaka on the bayis. Right? Yimshich v'yachzik doesn't mean both in the same thing. It means one's yimshich, one's yachzik. The top of Kuf Tes Mem Aleph. You're here for the grand finale before the new mission. Mashchoi b'mone if the hedit was Moshech a chepetz that belonged to Hekdesh from the Gizbar, and it was worth 100. He took it; it was worth 100. But the Hispiklip Toysay, but he didn't give the money to be poided from Hekdesh. Until it was already worth 200. In between the time he did the Mashicha and the time he wanted to pay to be poided out of Hekdesh, and when it doubled its price, no, it's a Messiah. He's got to pay 200, the higher price. My time, he did the Mashicha already. Right, you would have said no, it became his already. Now it's just a matter of payment. So why should he pay the higher price when it went up in value? It was already in his reshus when it went up in value. Right, that's what you should have said. Zakat Gemara name, because the pasuk says when nasan akesef become loy, which means when the time that you give the kesef, that's when it becomes yours. That's when it leaves Hekdesh. Until that point, it remains belonging to Hekdesh. So he's got to pay 200. Like Rashi says, nasan basayim dechi aiker b'reshus Hekdesh aiker. Since he didn't give the money yet, and what happened? Value when the value in Hekdesh is Rishus. Next case, Moshe b'Mitzrayim, if he did the Mashiach, it was worth 200. But he didn't give him the money to be paid until it went down in value to 100. So I'd say, oh, but that's because of a kumloi, right? I would say, hekdesh is loss. I'd say, let him pay 100. Nope, not going to work. No, he's the Messiah. He's got to pay 200. Why? How do you have it both ways? My timer. Hekdesh is winning on both ends. Teretz says, you can't have a hedyet be more powerful than hekdesh. So since by a hedyet it would go by the Mashiach, if it was Mashiach from another hedyet when it was worth 200, he'd have to pay the whole 200, because we'd say it went down in his own rishos, in the buyer's rishos. So a hekdesh can't lose out more than a hedyet would lose out, and therefore this guy's going to pay the hekdesh also the 200. You hear the part? I mean, even though technically speaking, it goes by when he pays. But since there's a svara that whatever a hedyet would get, a hekdesh has to get at least that much. And by a hedyet, in a case where I did mashiach, if I was buying this from you, I was mashiach at 200, and now I owe you money and it goes down in value, I still have to pay you 200. It's my problem with down in value. So Mamela here too, he's got to pay the hekdesh to 200. Right? Even though technically speaking, it shouldn't be that way, but the svar is lo yehei koyach hedyet chamar mehekdesh. Now, what about the other way around? When he pays first, b'dav b'misayim, if he paid the money 200, he paid hekdesh 200. But lo yehei speaking the mashiach, but he didn't do the mashiach. Ad shamin b'man until it goes down to 100. There's some time he's still going to pay the 200. My time, but not like kesef akam loy. The minute he gave the kesef, he takes it out of hekdesh. And the fact that it went down in value was his problem. It's his reshus that it goes down in value. And he's got to pay 200. For dog, the money, what if he paid 100 to be paid it? For the hitzvah, the Moshiach, the Jamma, the Messiah. But he doesn't do Mashiach, it goes up to 200. Mashapada, Padoi, Veinois, and Elamana. Itaka only has to pay 100, because when he was paid it out at 100.
I don't know the story.
It's a practical gemara. My same svara. I don't understand. Buy a hedyet if you pay at 100, and then but before you did mashiach, went up to 200. So I should owe 200 because, technically speaking, until I did the mashiach, it still belonged to you. And if we have a svara of lo yehi hektish hedyet chamam mehektish over here, also you pay 200. And for the gemara, no. Atu hedyet labem mishaporekai. Meaning, enachinami by a hedyet, you're not really coin it until Mashiach. But if you pay before the Mashiach, and now you say, you know what, I want to be choizer on the whole thing. True, you technically could, but you're oiver in a mishapora. So it's not really a koyach. That everything goes by. That everything goes by the Mashiach. There is a chiyuvim created for you to follow through the kinyan, at least what we call the mishapara, even after you just gave the money. So at a certain level, it did become yours when you just gave the money. So over here we'll say that when you pay hekdesh first, the money, even if it goes up in value after, it still goes by the money, because that's something which even by a hedid we find that it does create a certain level of a transference of rishus, even though not mamish. When it was the other way around, we said ein koyach hedyet chamam mehekdesh. But there, somehow, when you did the mashiach first, and then you paid later, and then you paid later. So over there, avad it goes by the mashiach. But over here, we did the paying first and the mashiach later. Even by a hedyet that the paying counts for something. So we're going to say it goes by the paying. We're not going to say in koyach hedyet chamam mehekdesh. That's what the Gemara means. What? Can't lose out. Well, that's maybe this svara here. Can you ask me a bit for a second? Do you mind?
Yeah, but that's not. I thought that's what Shlomo was going to do there, but then they go into.
Yeah, because maybe. Okay, let's pause this for 1 second. I just want to make sure that we're reading this part of the Gemara right. Do you mind pause that for 1 second? Thank you. It's continuing, yeah. Taitzit says it. Taitzit is different matzah. Atu hedyut, that first few lines of Taitzit she just explains. Mekivin the hedyut ain't a yacharlik zorboy. Since even after the money is given, even though Mashiach wasn't done yet, a hedyut cannot be choyzer below Mishapara unless he wants to get slapped with the Mishapara. Hedyut the yavloy domi, once he pays. And by Kain Ekdish will Yachzer boy. So Mamela, we can't say that Ekdish can still go back and it the Mamela, you know, pay the higher price than it is later. No, once the money's paid, it's already a done deal. It's not mamish a done deal by your head, you're true. But it's a done deal enough that if he wanted to be chayz, if he'd get slapped with Mishapora, that's already enough. Okay, Adkan.